Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Stu Miller. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Brosnan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Brosnan. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to home to get Davenport. Kirkland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. O'Connell reaches third base with a triple. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Connell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. O'Connell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. King goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Davenport reaches second base with a double. O'Connell scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Dave Hillman now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thomas for a passed ball. Taylor moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. O'Connell moves to second. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. Paul Smith pinch hits for Dick Drott. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Walls moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Bolger now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing third base. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport strikes out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.